tape ran off when I was asking you that one. You said there's a stream that's smaller than a river. What else? Maybe some proper names?
Well, no, the stream that's smaller than a river, we used to call it a branch.
Okay, and is there another one? Maybe larger, a little larger than a branch, but not as big as the river.
Well, let's see now, you got a branch, and you got a creek.
Okay.
Then you got a river.
Okay. What do you call that flat grassy land down around the sea coast? I guess there isn't any, obviously, around here, unless you go over around Savannah or somewhere.
Oh, let's see, around Savannah, let's see what they call it. No, they call it, I can't think, I've been there one time. Down in Florida, they're down there, and, they got something they call the muck.
That's that dirt, isn't it?
Uh-huh, risky dirt.
Right, what about a savanna or marsh or marshland?
Marshland.
That's some stuff. Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders. Some people call them galluses.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to where you cooked fried lean meat? Especially maybe ham.
We call that gravy or broth, I imagine.
Okay. If it's unthickened, you know, they don't put flour in it.
No,
just put some water in it, maybe, after you cook ham. Just gravy?
Just gravy.
Okay. You ever heard red eye? No?
Red eye, yeah, I heard red eye.
Yeah, but
red.
You don't use that regularly for ham gravy?
Well, no. I was thinking that when you say red eye gravy, it's not just water poured in on the ham, no thickening.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm asking about. When there's no flour at all put in, when you just put water. With it.
They call it red eye.
Okay. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Well, we call that kerosene. Some people call it, in other countries, call it benzene or something like that. They got different names.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Hog, let's see. A long-legged hog.
Yeah, real skinny hog, evidently. I don't know, maybe they don't have them around here.
Well, we call them, call them kind of hogs a piney wood rooter.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
We call that athlete feet.
And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And so you have another word for real cheap whiskey, that joking word maybe that you say, listen, you better stay away from that.
Let's see now. Let's see, moonshine, that's one name. Let's see it now. I know it. I can't call that one. I know it.
Yeah. There's several here that I've never heard of any of them. Kill 'em Quick, Busthead, Popsicle, Rock Gut.
Oh, Rock Gut. I heard it, Rock Gut.
Have you? What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Anything that a child likes to play with.
Like, what are you going to get for Christmas? What?
Toys.
Okay. Now, this next about six or eight here have to do with word patterns for, like, when things happen. Like, some words, you know, change when the time is different. For example, I might say, right now I see you.